Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, 24th June 2022, and in this week's podcast, Essan contextualizes Europe's endgame in gas markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Supply concerns have once again rolled European gas markets, with Russian gas flows falling rapidly from its main Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Essan, can you provide the background to this and where we stand?
Thank you, Una. So yes, natural gas flows from the Nord Stream 1 pipeline that carries supply from Russia directly into intercontinental Europe has fallen from 155 million cubic meters per day as of last week to currently only around 62 million cubic meters per day. And Una, that's an unprecedented 60% decline week on week and registers the lowest level on record, barring times, of course, when the pipeline is completely shut due to maintenance work. And the price impact from this has seen European natural gas prices, that's the TTF prices, rally more than 50% week on week to hover north of 130 euro per megawatt hours. Now, the rationale to this, well, Russia's state-owned Gazprom insists the reduction is due to missing parts that are in maintenance in Canada, which are being held back because of tightening sanctions. Flip side to this, you have the German government, which has said that the reduction by Russia is politically motivated and aimed at tightening the EU gas market ahead of next winter. So just to contextualize this further, the cut has resulted in reduced gas deliveries to several energy firms, including in Germany, the Netherlands, as well as in Italy. Now, while not an immediate threat to EU gas supply, thanks to low demand during the summer, the cut from Russia is a cause for concern for security of supply in the upcoming winter heating season. Indeed, the fear is that if Russia gas flows continue to be as low as they are now, or Nord Stream 1 stops entirely for a prolonged period, then Europe may not be able to fill up its inventories in time for when it gets cold during the heating season in the last quarter of the year. And the concern is that this will only drive gas prices up further, which in our estimation could see European TTF prices well north of 200 euro per megawatt hours as utilities scramble to find alternative supplies of especially liquefied natural gas, that's LNG. And the worst case, of course, it would require some form of gas rationing to maintain supply for essential industries and services.
But Essan, hasn't Europe done a good job in building up inventories since the war in Ukraine began to act as a buffer for any reduction in gas flows?
Short answer, Una, yes, indeed it has. Europe uses the low demand spring and summer months, during which gas prices tend to be low, to fill up its inventories ahead of winter when consumption and prices are typically high due to heating. Now, with utilities then withdrawing gas from storage and only purchasing additional gas in the spot market when there is extremely high demand, which domestic supply plus contracted imports cannot cover normally. Now, this year is no normal year, of course, and European utilities have been hard at work to put in the extra effort to replenish their inventories, apprehensive of a cutoff by Russia in retaliation for sanctions elsewhere, including the oil and banking sectors. Now, efforts have so far gone well, thanks to record LNG imports, notably from the US, ongoing at least until now, Russian gas inflows, and favorable weather conditions. And so now we see European gas inventories at 55% filled, with the strategy being to fill these tanks up to 80% by the 1st of November, ahead of the winter months. Now, of course, the current reduction in Nord Stream 1 flows, which comes only weeks ahead of a planned yearly maintenance stoppage between the 11th and the 21st of July, does significantly reduce the European efforts to build stocks. Now, critically, it's not known if or when Russia will return Nord Stream 1 pipeline flows to normal levels, which means, of course, for European utilities, they must continue to plan for a full Russian cutoff by maximizing imports from other sources. So US LNG imports have played an important role in 2022, but its supplies have been curtailed by an unplanned outage of the Freeport export facility, which prior to the stoppage provided no less than 20% of US LNG exports in the early part of this year. Now, alternatives to the US do exist, with Nigeria and Algeria both having available spare capacity, but there's plenty of uncertainty here as to whether these levels will be sufficient to compensate the losses. But should the LNG market work without further disruptions in 2022, it is possible for the EU to just potentially escape winter rationing without even Russian gas. However, if there are more unplanned disruptions of non-Russian gas to Europe, shortages could appear and would require government-ordered demand curtailments next winter.
Thanks very much for sharing that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Una. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.